My in-laws, they don't necessarily like me, and I want that relationship to grow just because I have a son now, so I want our son to have a relationship with them.
Hey, welcome to Intentional Living. Glad to be with you today. Let me ask a question. Do you have in-laws? Parent-in-laws, maybe you have brother-in-laws, sister-in-laws. Sometimes it can be a little challenging, a tad stressful. It ought not be, but it seems to be. It's one of those topics that conjures up all sorts of feelings and expressions and anxiety and what have you. Today, I'd like to unpack a little bit of what we know about in-law relationships, what God's intention is. Take your questions. Phone line is open. I'm Randy Carlson. Here's the phone number, 888-888-1717. Let's get two lanes coming into the studio today. One lane with success stories. What have you done? What works? What has made your in-law relationships honoring to God? And the other lane, you just are hurting, looking for a little help. We're going to be here for you. We'd love to hear from you. Again, phone line open, in-laws, how to be intentional today. 888-888-1717. Take a listen to what Caitlin had to say and her question.
Hello, this is Caitlin. I just had a quick question. I was listening to Dr. Randy on the radio, and he's talking about in-laws, and I was wondering if you guys can pray for me. My in-laws, they don't necessarily like me, and I want that relationship to grow just because I have a son now, so I want our son to have a relationship with them. So I'm looking for guidance in terms of making that relationship work better, and I was also wondering on what I should do in my position, and I want to also know if there's any verses I can read or devotions on forgiveness.
Well, yes, there are, Caitlin, and I think a verse that we could sort of set out today as a key verse for this topic is 1 John 4, where John says in verses 7 and 8, he says, "Beloved, let us love one another." That's foundational. "Let us love one another, for love is of God, and anyone who loves is born of God." And here's the stinger part of this verse. "He who does not love does not know God." And sometimes we gloss over those strong words, and we see throughout Scripture that we are commanded to love. And I think in-law relationships can be a test of that at times. It's interesting. I was doing some research as we were preparing for the program today, and I found that in husband-wife relationships with in-laws, it's 20% less likely for a couple to experience a divorce when the husband has a close relationship with his wife's parents. That kind of makes sense, doesn't it? I think that makes sense. And so, guys, when we think about relationship with our in-laws, that's a key ingredient to a loving relationship. It cuts both ways, obviously, but that's very important. And also, the research showed that there's 20% more likely to divorce when the wife perceives that the in-laws are meddling. But I would enjoy having you call. Maybe you've been through this. You've been challenged by this. You've learned in the process something you would share with someone else, either as the in-law, maybe you're the mother-in-law or the daughter-in-law or father-in-law. Give us a call. 888-888-1717. Here's one objective, one goal that I've taught over the years. When it comes to in-law relationships, your job and my job, number one, is to help your family member be successful in that relationship. It's not about you. It's about them. It's about their relationship. And even as Paul says in Philippians chapter 1, think not only of your own interests, but the interest of others. In this case, to make the focus clearly on the interest of your son or your daughter or your brother or sister and in their relationship with their in-laws. And that means not to criticize, not to try to be competitive or take sides, but to support your loved one, the one that is part of your family, in being successful in the relationship with this new family. That's the first point. And I think if we get that one right, the rest of them kind of come along, don't they? Let's go ahead and get to our callers. Nicole is on the line in Arizona with a question. Nicole, go right ahead.
My question was, I had an issue with my ex mother-in-law, you know, thinking that people were against me and everything, and I'm back in a situation where it's healthier. I have myself more together, and, you know, I found myself. I kind of live by the serenity prayer every day, and now while things have opened up for, it's not only for my daughter, but for myself, too, to where that relationship with my ex-mother-in-law is actually growing and actually better, but I have, you know, negative comments, you know, from my mom thinking that, oh, that's not a good idea. You know, maybe you shouldn't be talking to her still. And I think, you know, in the past, with the situation that happened in the past, I think, okay, you know, that was right, you know.
So your daughter, that's her grandmother.
That's her grandmother, exactly.
And your mother is opposed to having you have a relationship with your ex-mother-in-law or your daughter having that kind of relationship with the other grandma?
Right.
Is there any reason other than her feelings about her?
I think from the past situation, because I got out of a situation where there was drugs involved, and I went through classes. I did everything that I had to do, and I took that all the way to the fullest, and I accomplished everything. I finished everything. That case got closed. And now I feel like I'm a lot healthier, and, you know, and I feel like the relationship actually grew stronger for me and my ex-mother-in-law. And when I tried to explain that to my mom, it's just like, no, you know, you need to realize how she did you in the past and, you know, this and that. And, you know, I can put myself in my mom's feet, but at the same time, you know, I don't want to hold grudges either against anybody.
Yeah, listen, what I hear, Nicole, is your mom's been a mama bear. She's trying to protect you. She knows the hurt you've been through, and she hasn't quite caught up with the fact that you've changed and grown and are healthier today. Now, if there's any truth in that, you need to be more receptive of what mom's saying. On the other hand, this seems to be more of a mother-daughter issue than a mother-in-law issue. And I think maybe what I would encourage you to do is sit down with your mom and say, Mom, I love you and I understand. I fully embrace your concern. I understand it and I'm well aware of the consequences. I'm aware of my past and so on. But I've changed. I've grown up. And here's what you need to say to your mom. Mom, and hopefully this will make a difference. It would make a difference to me if I heard this. It really would. Mom, I need for you to trust me. Okay? In other words, I need for you to know that I'm all grown up. I've made mistakes. Here's where I am, but you got to trust me. And that's a very loving, but also an intentional approach. Okay? All right. Thank you, Nicole. Let's go to California. Rachel is on the line. Rachel, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Appreciate your call. Go right ahead.
I'm calling today to share my story of my mother-in-law. I had a baby very young with my husband, and my mother-in-law is a devout Christian. I wasn't such a great kid, and she spent many years never once condemning me for the things we or I did or the choices that we had made. She was consistently loving and supportive, and that was 22 years ago. And after about 10 years or so, she had completely changed the course of who I was through her unconditional love for me and acceptance of everything, whether she believed in it or didn't believe in it. She just continued to accept and support me. And that was, as I say, a long time ago, and in hindsight, I think of how many times she must have just been appalled or been, you know, wanted to tell me what should have been done or how I could have done things better, but she never did. And I love her more than anything. She's a wonderful gift in my life, in my children's life. And now that baby is 21, and he has a pretty serious relationship. And there's many times that these two kids do something, and from what she showed me by her actions of unconditional love, I now have the ability to carry that into this relationship with my son and his girlfriend and build a good foundation for the three of us.
Mm. So how did your mother-in-law, when you say she respected you, loved you, gave, it sounded like she respected, even when she disagreed, did she ever say anything, or how did she approach it when she did say something?
She listened very carefully and let me vent the way that I was feeling or the reasoning for the choices that I was making. and simply said, you know, the Lord teaches us that he gives people to us and that our job is to simply love them.
Hmm.
And she spent years and never once did not love me.
Wow. That's an example. That's not easy to do sometimes, is it?
In hindsight, I think of how many times it could not have been easy for her to continue to do that. And she prayed for me daily. And to this day, I know that my life has changed because instead of fighting with me, she simply gave my name and gave my problems to the Lord up above and asked him to intercede for me and change the course of my life and the life of my children.
Powerful. Rachel, thank you for your call. I appreciate it, and much encouragement to people today, I'm sure.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Man, we got more stories we're going to get to in a moment. Talking in-laws today, being intentional in this very important relationship, and a reminder to us who are in-laws that our role, I think you just heard it from Rachel. She gave you the five-star approval of mother-in-law who loved, lovingly spoke the truth, was not controlling, and knew her place. If we can do that, if we can be that kind of in-law, we can have a positive impact, even when others may not accept who we are, what we believe. But when things are done with that attitude, they're life-changing. Okay, I'd love to have your comments, 888-888-1717 on our comment line.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Are in-laws a blessing or a curse to your marriage? Hi, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. It says in Genesis chapter 2 that we're to leave and to cleave, and this idea of leaving and cleaving has very little to do with location. You can be far away from your family and still have problems building unity in your marriage. Or you can live next door to your in-laws and have great unity in your relationship. Remember, the role of in-laws is to support the one that we love, our family member, in being successful in that relationship that they've chosen to enter. Sometimes that's not easy to do. But our role is to pray for them and support them, and if we have advice that we'd like to offer, make sure that we're asking for permission before we do. So here's a one thing challenge for us for this next month. Agree and lovingly confront as needed if leaving and cleaving is an issue. That's intentional living.
Visit us at theintentionallife.com.
Because life happens 24/7, we've made intentional living available for you 24/7. Whenever and wherever, as long as you can get online, you can go to theintentionallife.com. At the top of our webpage, you'll see those little icons for YouTube, Vimeo, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and even Pinterest. You can also hear full-length programs just like this one on demand. Or you can download the app so that everything I'm talking about will be right there in your smartphone. All of this waiting for you right now for free at theintentionallife.com.
All right, let's go back to the phones. We're talking in-law relationships today, and in particular, do you feel like they're strained? Do you like to see them improve? You have a question for me. Let's go to Teresa in New Mexico. Teresa, welcome to the program. Go right ahead.
Well, yeah, I just wanted to say, you know, I met my mother-in-law when I was 19, and I married her son when I was 20, and then... of course, we got divorced when I was 29, and now it's been 26 years, and we've had this relationship. She's kind of like my mom in a way, not just a mother-in-law, and even though we've been, I've been divorced from her son for that long, our relationship is so bounded that even that didn't, you know, wreck our relationship, and I see that our relationship has been kind of hard for her son, my ex-husband, because, you know, I'm always in the picture.
Yeah.
And it's kind of hard on him, I'm sure. But I don't know. I just really, really love my mother-in-law. She's an amazing woman. And she's got grandkids from me. And that also keeps us together. Yeah. But I don't know. I'm just very blessed that I had a wonderful mother-in-law.
Well, thank you, Teresa. And I'll tell you what, life gets complicated when there's divorce and remarriages or death and remarriages. To understand these other relationships are still valuable. In other words, it's kind of like things have changed. The lineup is different. But if you've had a good relationship with someone, you don't want to just lose that relationship. Now, you have to be sensitive to it, obviously, and aware of it. But we've experienced that. We understand how that works. And those dynamics impact relationships. But you've got to be true to understanding that God wants us to have relationships with people, love people, even when there's been a change in some of the structure of the family. Okay, thank you for that reminder. It's a good one today. Let me see. Let's go to William, who's in Kansas. And it looks like he has a question for me today. William, welcome to Intentional Living. What's your question?
Hello. Yes. I just wanted to, you know, wanted to find out, you know, we're a praying family, and when, you know, like especially over the holidays, well, you know, and all throughout the year, you know, my wife, she gets along with my mom just, I mean, tremendous. They're like two peas in a pod. But with my dad, you know, she says that he's just like me. you know, he basically, you know, kind of argues with her. And, of course, she has to pray, you know, and we always, anytime, you know, he comes up against her, she uses prayer. And, of course, you know, there's always the love factor. She loves him. And, but, you know, after you have prayer and everything else, we just, you know, I mean, after all that, you know, basically, you know, what all.
So what's your question, William? How can I help you today? If you had to narrow it down to one thing, what would it be?
How to lighten that up.
So you're concerned about the stress or the tension that develops between your wife and your parents, is what I understand, in particular dad, and the stress that can occur. That's difficult. I come back to a basic principle of this thing in in-law relationships. We start from the center and move out. It's like the core of an apple. You get in the center. The center is your marriage, you and your spouse, having a good relationship, building a good relationship. And then these other folks, the in-laws, are added in. They're part of the relationship if it's a positive thing that adds to that. And so it may be that you need to sit down with your wife and say, honey, listen, I can't change my dad, I can't change your parents, I can't change anybody, and you can't either. But when we just learn to accept to the extent we can and love, because they're not always going to be there. There's going to be a day when dad's gone. And but I tell people, don't live like that. I've seen people cut family out, and then 5 years later, the parent is gone. And if there's no pain, there should be pain of loss, of regret. And so enjoying the moments that you have can be very powerful.
Hey, did you know you're part of the family? Yeah, you. That's why you're listening right now. And here's a way you can really feel the familyness. Join Intentional Living on Facebook at facebook.com/intentionalliving. Just click like and instantly you'll have more than 100,000 other family members, including Dr. Randy, ready to encourage you in your intentional life. You never know. God might use you to encourage someone else. So come on in. That's Intentional Living on Facebook at facebook.com/intentionalliving.
Having instant access to important information is something we've come to expect as part of life in this day and age. And now, you can have instant access to a plan for success in every area of your life with the mobile app from the Intentional Living Center. Search by topic for audio and video clips from Dr. Randy Carlson on things like marriage, finance, parenting, and more.
I will show you how to create a clear picture for your future.
You can interact with the Intentional Living blog and even listen to the daily program at a time that works for you. Download it today for instant access to things that matter from the Intentional Living Center.
Hey, listen, when you support the ministry, when you leave your comments, you're making a difference in the lives of people. And I want to thank you for doing that. And in particular, I want to thank Teresa from San Luis Obispo in California. Thank you for joining in a monthly way in support of the ministry. I want to thank Deborah from Reading, Michigan. Thank you for joining us every month in support. And Vivian from Sun City, Arizona. God bless you. Appreciate it. If you have comments for the program, you can share them with us at 888-888-1717. Press number 2 for our comment line, okay? We certainly love to hear from you. We're talking in-law relationships today and how to be intentional. Let's get back to the calls. Kathy is on the line in Arizona. Kathy, welcome Hi. To the program. Go right ahead.
Thank you. Thank you for letting me visit with you today. First of all, first time I've ever called in, so I'm kind of nervous.
Doing great. You're fine.
I'm a mom of 11 children. I have 6 boys and 5 girls, and at this point I have 3 daughter-in-laws and 4 son-in-laws and still two kids at home. And as I listened earlier to a show where it talked about a lady called in, and she said she had an 87-year-old mom, mother-in-law who had moved in, and she was having issues with her, and she made the comment that when they'd get in the car, this mother-in-law said she didn't have really good hearing, but if she put on the Christian music, the mother-in-law all of a sudden wanted her to turn it down. And my first thought, which just prompted me to call, is to just plead to everyone to remember that love changes everything, and that we're all broken. And when we can say it's not about me and start to reach out to others and to realize that when we're all broken and we can say what's not about me, things begin to change. I spent years feeling resentful of my mother-in-law, and she'd been passed away for about 5 years now. And the last 4 or 5 years of her life, God changed my heart, and I was able to realize that I just needed to love her and let her love me. And what a sweet experience those last years were. And I missed out on such a sweet relationship that I could have had if I had just remembered it's not about me.
Yeah.
And if I can just encourage people to just love, to look outward, look upward instead of inward when you're struggling, that for the most part, I think most relationships can be changed on the principle.
I agree with you, Kathy. I'm thinking about how easily we can pick up an offense. The Bible tells us that love does not pick up an offense. It's not easily offended. And I can't imagine, I mean, in-law relationships, there's many times in relationship we could say something we had no intention of saying with any malice that can be misinterpreted because the expectation is different on the other side. And it lingers for months, years, or lifetime. I can't imagine that in these in-law relationships, there's not more of that potential. It's always there. And by the thousands of opportunities over a lifetime, it's a matter of what we choose to do. We choose to pick it up or not. And I think, Kathy, your reminder to us and your call with 11 kids, by the way, congratulations. That's quite a responsibility. But that relationship with your mother-in-law, that the fact you had 4 or 5 good years is a reminder that God is good. Is good. Can I ask you this, though? Was there one thing, Kathy, that really changed? I mean, that set things into a better direction for you?
Well, when my father-in-law passed away and I realized how lost my mother-in-law was and I could truly stop looking again, it wasn't it when I could say it's not about me. It's not about me. How can I love her? What does she need? What can I do to serve her? What can I do to lift her?
It's interesting. And, in her weakness was when your strength came up. That's an interesting thing. All right. Thank you, Kathy. Let's get Shelley on before we run out of time with a comment on in-laws from Michigan. Hi, Shelley.
Hi.
Appreciate your call. Go right ahead.
Thanks. So I do have a good story about mother-in-laws, because I've been married for about 22 years, and my mother-in-law was not warm and fuzzy. She was not like the type of person that, you know, took compliments well or anything like that. And I am a very huggy person. I come from a huge family. I have a very loving relationship with my mom, who recently passed. And over the years, I just realized, you know, she would say things that seemed so snarky, and I would really be hurt by them, or I would be, you know, affected. And she did things that were kind of strange, too, you know. And, like, one time we came up from, we lived in Atlanta at the time, and we came up home, and she would not turn the heater up when we were there with a baby. And so my husband said, well, Mom, we're going to have to go to a hotel if you don't turn the heater up. And she said, well, I'm not going to turn the heater up. It's your choice. And I could never understand why she did that. And I still don't to this day. But you know what? it's just because she was wearing a robe that had a hood on it. You know what I mean? It's just like one of her quirks.
Wow.
So, but the point is, over time, she started to soften more. And I think she realized that I wasn't going to change because she was like that. I would try to overlook things, and I would definitely stand up for myself, but in a nice way. And I think what changed for me was last year, my mom said to me, she said, you know, you really changed her. And I said, what do you mean? And she said, well, I've just seen a transformation in her with you over the years, and it's because you showed her how to love. And that made me feel so good.
It's good.
You know? I mean, I don't know. I don't think I was the sole reason, but I'm just saying that I just loved her until she realized that it was okay to love me, I guess.
And I'll tell you what, Shelley, you know, there's many people who have said, you know, I went to your mother's house and she didn't turn the heat on for the babies, and walking around with a robe with a hoodie on, that is one strange thing, and I'm not going back there and never have any contact again and cut it off. And you chose not to do that. You chose to keep loving her. And I still, you know, you're shaking your head like, this is really weird, which, let's face it, we're all weird. Every family's got some weird people in it, okay? Here's the funny thing is, sometimes it's you and me. You know, we're the ones considered to be weird. That's just part of the human condition. But Jesus was one that taught us about love and forgiveness. And boundaries are fine. They have their place and certainly are appropriate. But don't allow the boundaries to become, and it can, come on now, don't allow the boundaries to become an excuse to say, I'm no longer going to love that person. Because that can happen too. Boundaries are there to sometimes protect us and sometimes to protect another person. Well, we've been talking in-laws today. We've got a lot of calls that have come in, and we didn't get to all the calls that we have, but I'll tell you what, if you have a comment you'd like to leave for us, a thought, something you've learned, tell us about it. Go on to our website, join the Facebook discussion, or leave a comment at 888-888-1717. When you get there, the phone will answer, and just press number 2 and you can leave your comments. And you know what? You might be listening down the road in the next few weeks and say, hey, that's me. I left that comment. We'd love to air it. So give us a call, 888-888-1717. We'll see you next time right here from Intentional Living.